Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about the current fishing conditions in the Washington County area.
What are kind of the current fishing conditions looking like in October across the area?
Yeah, so actually, you know, fishing conditions are rapidly improving, of course, with the onset of fall and the cool weather. It's really a signal to a lot of the sport fish, you know, let's get in tight to the shore. Let's, you know, basically participate in a lot of heavy feeding activity and, you know, pack on, you know, weight in order to survive the harsh winter that basically they've learned to expect, you know. So that presents ample opportunity for the angler in the sense that, you know, those fish are actively feeding, and so they should be a lot easier to catch and, of course, easier to find since they're very close to shore.
I mean, especially during kind of the colder months when we get into all of this, it might be a little bit cold to get outside during like October, November. But yeah, like you said, it's a great time to get outside and get that last kind of normal fishing done for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've seen, you know, the things I've said really translate to a little better fishing as of recent. You know, people have been out, anglers have been reporting, you know, that crappies are moving up on shore. You know, especially near brush piles and things located maybe next to even riprap or rock areas that hold just a little more heat, you know, as those water temperatures start to cool. So definitely seeing a response right now.
Kind of talking about that response from anglers, you know, this COVID-19 pandemic has allowed a lot more people to get outside, enjoy more of the amenities that a lot of the conservation departments have, whether it is fishing or the trails. From what you have seen, has there been kind of an increased amount of fishing occurring during the COVID-19 pandemic? Or what have you kind of seen throughout March until now?
Yeah, I've really observed just a lot more people, you know, getting out and enjoying the outdoors. I mean, it's a great place to really socially distance. I mean, you can get out in the park and go fishing, go hiking, and really be apart from everybody else. So that's been great. You know, a lot of people that maybe haven't participated in fishing for a while, gave them the opportunity to get out and try it. You know, I mean, there just wasn't a lot available to people to do, you know, in the weeknights and on the weekends, etc. And, you know, like I said, those outdoor activities are always there. You don't have to be in large crowds in order to go out and do something outside, and people have definitely done that.
Right, it's introduced a lot of people into this thing that I think a lot of Iowans do, I think, just normally. I mean, it's always kind of, I see people going out to the different lakes, and even where I'm from, I mean, people will just go fishing on the weekend because what else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And, of course, as we kind of continue with seeing about fishing conditions and seeing what's going on, once again, how can people kind of check up on fishing conditions in their area or at their favorite fishing spots?
Yeah, so the easiest way really is to go to the Iowa DNR website, which is simply www.iowadnr.gov. And then there is a fishing link that they'll notice on top of the page. They can click on that, and that opens up, you know, just a plethora of information about fishing. They can navigate to a page that allows them to sign up for a weekly fishing report. And that, you know, essentially every week that comes out on Thursday afternoon and just kind of gives people a good idea of what's been happening over the last week and really helps them gauge, you know, the locations they want to go to, even the time of day, you know, because, you know, early mornings and late evenings, typically good throughout the summertime, but maybe not the best times to go fishing in the fall, you know, with the cooler temperatures, and it really kind of points people to doing a lot of angling, you know, in the afternoons, especially sunny afternoons that are going to warm things up a little bit.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.